Meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. This is actually our first of two meetings this month, and this meeting is in lieu of the meeting we did not have in July, since we don't have a Board of Education meeting at that time. A little different, aren't we? But glad to see everyone actually in person, but under different conditions. So we're making progress, I guess. If you would please join me as we honor America and stand for our pledge.
Attention, pledge, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
First of two meetings. Meeting is not
Thank you. Maybe see. I've been so long. I think that's attention, salute, pledge. But I would ask for those who will be speaking into the microphone. And get where is that? Is it the feedback there? Bear with me a second. Angie, we're picking up the feedback from, I guess, what you're watching. You don't
okay,
have a...
Let me mute YouTube because it's got a lag.
Okay. Okay, where I was, for those who will be speaking in the microphone, if you'll speak extra loud, it will help pick up your voice under these conditions. We're working, as you note, Ms. Agle is not with us tonight by board policy. She is out of state and can attend these meetings electronically, which she is doing, and I have her here, and she's actually watching us on YouTube and will be available to address the board or to ask questions as necessary. So with that, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving next to special reports and presentations. School is underway. That's good news. But we also have some good news from Willowbrook that's been submitted. Ms. McLean is going to tell us about that.
Okay. Sarah Cochran and her art students had their sunflower collage selected to be the large mural at the Oak Ridge branch of ORNL Federal Credit Union. Along with this public recognition, Sarah and the students received a monetary award for continued support of the art program at Willowbrook. If you haven't been by, it's this beautiful sunflower mural. You should go by and check it out. And that's a little bit of good news from Willowbrook.
So I would just remind principals to, as all those good things begin happening, when you have a spare moment, please submit those, because we sure do like to take the opportunity to brag on all the many things that are going on in our schools. The next item is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in. Actually, you won't be doing that today. Just come up to the microphone and state your name and address for us, and then you'll have 3 minutes to speak. Is there anyone who wishes to speak to the board at this time? Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Martin McBride. I live at 954 West Outer Drive in Oak Ridge, and I'm the co-chair of the 65th Anniversary Celebration Committee to celebrate the wonderful desegregation that occurred in the Oak Ridge schools in 1955. First of all, I'd like to thank the board and all of our staff and teachers for their wonderful support of the celebration planning and activities that we have going on. We have furnished you with a preliminary list of those activities, and I wanted to come tonight and see if there were any questions or thoughts that you cared to offer on those activities. My co-chair on this is Rose Weaver, the African-American historian for our community. She and I are both excited, both at the support that this activity has received and all the possibilities that we see in the coming school year to celebrate this wonderful event. So with that, I will ask you, do you have any questions or thoughts?
Well, I don't have any questions. I would just like to say to you and to Rose and to those people who are working on your committee, you have spent multiple hours to work to make something as special as this be identified and to be a very special time and a very special celebration in our community. And we appreciate that. And we look forward, and we have, thank you for sending that information. I know that you and I and the superintendent are going to be meeting very soon to try to get all this pinned down. We look forward to that, but just thank you for what you're doing and look forward to being a part of what's going on.
Well, on behalf of all the folks that have generously donated their time and their efforts, I appreciate your comments and say thank you.
And there may be anyone else comment or question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Carvella, President of the Oak Ridge Education Association. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, and all the members of the board and our school administration building for the responses to the letters I've sent regarding the concerns that teachers have brought to my attention. I'd also like to thank you for your continued dedication to addressing those concerns, our collaborative culture that we have to work to meet and work these concerns out, and your leadership during these uncharted times. I know there's no playbook, and we're making it up as we're going along, so we're with you. I do want you to know that not all teachers have concerns. There's many, many teachers who are very comfortable with the decisions that have been made, that and many teachers are also very comfortable expressing the concerns that they have to the building administration, to you, as I know you know, because you've gotten a lot of letters, and to SAB, which I know they know because they've gotten a lot of letters from teachers too. But again, I just wanted to say thank you for that time and supporting our staff and our students and their safety, and also offer up any time to ask me any questions about anything.
Questions or comments from any of the board members? Sorry, I'm trying to juggle about five things.
You're doing a good job.
Just bear with me. No, and I would add also to you, we appreciate your leadership, and know that you will keep us informed.
Yes, sir, I will.
As you have been, and that's important. Yes. I want to, everybody to understand how important that is to the board. It's important for us to, for the staff to understand that they can contact us. As I told someone today, you may not like my reply, but please contact me.
Right.
And all the other board members are the same. So please continue to put that message out if you would do that.
I will, and I will continue to let you know when concerns are brought to my attention so that we can continue to work through them. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gail Walker, retired. I manage the Scarborough Citywide Community Garden, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here on behalf of the petition that has been presented. My family and I, and many in the community, would like to know when you're going to name the Oak Ridge Preschool. And of course, my father's name, we circulated a petition, prayerfully and hopefully that you might name it after him. He was very well known in Oak Ridge Schools. He was the principal of Willowbrook at Linden for a while, the liaison in Oak Ridge High School. And we rarely got to see my father because he was busy in the community. He loved it, mother approved it, and we got used to it. So I want to know when you might make a decision. I understand you've appointed a committee. We would like to know when you might make that decision.
The best answer I can give you at this time is you are correct. The committee has been formed. All the people that were selected to be on the committee have been contacted, and to my knowledge, all that were contacted have agreed to serve on the committee. There have been several requests for naming that this committee will have to look at. And then I'm sure you're aware, but just in case, that committee then will make a recommendation, whatever their recommendation might be, to the board, or actually through the superintendent, and the superintendent then will recommend to the board, and then the board will make the final decision. I have to be honest in saying that we probably would have liked to have completed this task already.
Right.
But under the difficult decisions that we're having to be made, and just the things that our staff has been spending time with, it's just been pushed forward. If I'm correct, we have a meeting scheduled the first part of September.
Yeah, we targeted September. We haven't decided a date yet, but we're trying to target September.
Yeah, so we hope that the plan is for that committee to meet in September, have decisions made, and then hopefully by the end of September, at our September board meeting, we'll be ready to hear a report.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I don't want to have to come back. I'm sure that all the names submitted are worthy. My father was also quite instrumental in helping to desegregate the city schools. He was also a teacher at Scarborough Community. So we await your decision. We trust you might pull George Walker's name up. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Good afternoon. My name is Erica Johnson. And my question today is about technology in the schools. I want to thank Dr. Williams for answering all my questions via email. She did a good job with answering my questions, but I still have one question that I'm not quite clear on, and that is the use of technology in the Oak Ridge schools. When I think of Oak Ridge schools, I think of them as the number one in Tennessee. I know they're not number one. I think they're number seven.
No, we think number one, too.
I take number one myself.
Yes, well, I agree with you on that.
I take number one myself. But with the support of the government in the area, the contractors in the area, I would think Oak Ridge would be high on the list for technology. And my question is, if we have to go to all online, all virtual, will the students be taught by their teachers that they have today, like via Zoom, a Zoom classroom? Oak Ridge should have their own network where others won't be allowed in, just the people in the school, the students and the teachers. So it will be private. So that's my question. Will they do that? Because I want to know if the teachers are still going to teach the students if they are at home. It doesn't have to be every day, maybe 2 days a week, maybe 4 days a week. I don't know, but it doesn't have to be every day. But I think they need instruction from their teacher. I understand the parents have to do something, but I do believe they need instruction from the teacher. They need to be in a class, see their classmates, and be able to ask questions. And when one student asks a question, all the students will hear the answer. So that's my question. How will that work if we go all virtual?
I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. Williams.
Okay.
And then I've got a couple things I want to share with you.
It's nice to meet you. Thank you for coming, and we get to talk live instead of back and forth by email. So, yes, teachers will have, and schools will have their own Zoom schedules so that classes don't overlap, but teachers will have opportunities for large group interaction with students, and then also some small group and some individual times. Mm-hmm. Teachers will have office hours if we have to go fully virtual, so that if a student is working through something, they'll know the particular time when they can reach out and get additional help from their teacher. So yes, it'll be a blended mixture. As you said, we don't think it would be appropriate for, especially at an elementary age, for a student to log into the computer for 6.5 straight hours a day. Yeah. So it'll be a mix of activities and learning games and the kinds of things that they do in the classroom and lots of reading, but there will also be opportunities for them to have FaceTime virtually with their teacher still.
And the whole classroom? Everybody, you know, the whole classroom and the teacher?
As long as they all tune in, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And those are fun meetings to juggle it with first grade, so yes.
Okay.
And she basically said one of the things I was going to say, so I don't need to repeat it again. And you are right, and I would also emphasize we are very fortunate that we live in a city that our local government and our city council are extremely supportive of our schools. Our facilities here, our government facilities here, do offer a lot of support. They do a lot of mentoring in our classes. They are not on our list, so to speak, as part of our budgetary needs. We do get some money from the federal government, not locally, but most of our support comes from the state and our local government. But we are fortunate, and we do take advantage of it every opportunity that we can.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And thank you for coming. Anyone else? Very good. Then we'll close the public forum and move on to the consent agenda, and I'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. From there, we'll move on to items for action. First one, item A, FY21 auditor's contract. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the audit firm of Brown, Jake, and McDaniel for the FY21 audit.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
I know the board has reviewed the memo that Ms. Pat Smith has put on there, and just some notes of clarity that this is the fifth year contract renewal for Brown, Jake, and McDaniel, and we did a RFP back in 2016, and then Pat shared a nice anecdote with me today that the FY21 audit services contract, the one we're approving tonight, is 18% lower than the one we approved back in FY14. So that's a long time, and I think we're getting some high quality out of our current firm. So I know our staff and Pat really enjoy working with them. But this would be a year five renewal.
Comments or questions from the board? Motion is the approval of the FY21 auditor's contract. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item B is Board Policy 4.205, Enrollment in College Level Courses. This is a first reading on this policy. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 4.205, Enrollment in College Level Courses.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
This policy and the next policy are intertwined and related, and I'm going to turn to Dr. Williams to discuss both of these.
Yes, this is an update from the State Board for 4.205. It expands the language a bit for our college level courses and really just combines the language between 4.205 and 4.203. So that's why in the next one is the removal of 4.203. But doesn't change anything for our Oak Ridge students, and it's been especially helpful during this period that students who need additional coursework can continue to seek that additional coursework at the college level as well.
Comments or questions from the board? Mr. Stevens.
There's no problem with support for that. The ongoing concern I have with this is, let's say, a communication plan that really presses forward to parents as early as possible, preferably before they even hit middle school, to understand the alternatives and options they have. I can't tell you how many parents, I'm certain, have gotten to the high school and realized that, oh, we could have been working on this or preparing for this before we even arrived, or come their junior year or something like that. Had the opportunity to have a conversation with the high school principal. Was that last year? I think we talked about the college courses during the focus on education. So my point simply is the needed continued emphasis to be able to get across to the parents, you need to start thinking about this early because it can save you money. And not fully understanding, you know, how much or what that might be, maybe a disconnect, but there are so many very, very, very smart and sharp young people in our schools. We want to see them maximize this to the greatest extent possible. So we can't do that unless we have penetrated and gotten to the guardians, the moms, grandparents, whomever, all the above, so that they understand, hey, we need to have some conversations. And for any parent that doesn't quite understand it, let us know. The schools, the superintendent, the board, whoever the case may be, we can work out something so that you can have some conversations with counselors, teachers, so that you understand exactly what this particular program is and how your children may benefit from it. So thank you.
Hearing anyone else? Then the motion on the floor is approval of Board Policy 4.205, enrollment in college level courses on first reading. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item C is deletion of board policy 4.203, advanced college placement. This is also a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the deletion of board policy 4.203, advanced college placements, which is being replaced by board policy 4.205.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. I'm getting some feedback.
No additional information unless there's another question for Dr. Williams.
Yes. Yeah. Questions? Okay. Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, FY21 Anderson County Head Start contract. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the FY21 Anderson County Head Start contract.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is an annual piece that we pass every year for the preschool, and the contract is attached, and we also have Ms. Downard here if there are any really tough questions from the board.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is item E is the FY21 IDA Innovation Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 IDA Innovation Grant application.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see, Dr. Hibbard sent a memo to the board, myself, and this grant is going to be for giving students with disabilities access, communication, and platforms to increase academic opportunities in person or with virtual learning, and also looking for some funds for intercession and more opportunities for those students.
Comments or questions from the board? Always good to be voting on grants. Then the motion is approval of the FY21 IDA Innovation Grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item F is FY21 budget transfer number one. This is also a first reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 budget transfer number one.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the memo states there from Ms. Smith, this one has four primary areas for this transfer. One is just some normal adjustment and realignment of salary benefit and some expenditures. The other one is for our new JROTC position that we approved in our last meeting, and then a transportation contract for COVID disinfection, and then all other routine budget transfers and revisions since July 1, 2020.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote on budget transfer number one, first reading. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, FY21 Family Resource Center Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY21 Family Resource Center Grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Also something we do annually, and you'll see that 28-page grant application as part of this agenda item. And also the board was sent some great information from Ms. Jo Bruce a few weeks back, and just want to thank her for her continued passion in this area. What she does for the district and kids and families is really incredible. So just want a big thank you to Jo Bruce.
Comments or questions from the board? Motion is approval of the FY21 Family Resource Center Grant. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. This next one is very interesting to me, even though I'm not much of a flyer. This, I think, is just another avenue of a path for our students to take their perhaps career options in a different direction. Mm-hmm. So the item is purchase of aviation equipment. Do I hear a motion? Or excuse me, Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of aviation equipment from Velocity Aircraft, DJ-1 drones and STEM pilot flight simulators with allocated Carl Perkins Reserve Grant funds for the new automotive aviation program.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
And I might ask Holly if she might step up to the mic, just say a few words, but this was just an incredible grant opportunity for us. And as we were talking this morning, in this particular grant, we received, the Oak Ridge Schools did, the largest CTE grant out of any other district in the state. So very impressive. Just want to thank Ms. Cross for this. And just down the line, just some pretty amazing opportunities for students. But Holly, you want to just give us a synopsis of where we're heading?
Sure. So the State Department recognized our desire to roll aviation standards so students could explore careers in aviation in the automotive sector. And we have Patrick Ledoux, who's worked at the Air National Guard base on both automobiles and planes, and he has all the expertise. So the initial purchase was for drones and flight simulators, and then they told me that I could expand the ask to up to $200,000. I said, what do you want to get, Patrick? And he said, a manned aircraft. So we'll be building, with your approval, a manned aircraft that holds 5 passengers.
So did I read it didn't come with a motor?
Not yet. So that gives you a little bit of pause to think about.
As Holly and I were going back with our attorneys, they did say, please tell us when that motor does arrive so we can talk again. So,
For now they're building the kit, the body of the airplane.
Or who will be the first person to be in the plane when there's a motor in it? Well, we have a volunteer over there. I think this is just really exciting and just, as I said, continuation of the many great opportunities that are being offered to our students. So once again, thoroughly appreciate your work and effort on this, and look forward to seeing the finished product.
Thank you.
Ms. McLean.
I hope that we can have like a board meeting outside somewhere where we can see some of this stuff in action.
That'd be great.
Comment more so than question. The building of the aircraft, I think it's great because you can tie in at that point, hopefully for the students, that this is more than just learning how to fly a drone. And the career fields outside of being a pilot or flight crew, but the engine mechanics, the jet engine mechanics and engineers, those that are working with the avionics systems within the aircraft, electronics and all of those radios. For many at one time in high school, you would have the opportunity to learn how to build and operate a ham radio. Well, the different radios that are now in aircraft also require some certifications through FCC or FAA, one and or both. But to have the students fully appreciate the levels of education that are needed and where those are attainable. Oak Ridge is in a really great location, so whether you're going to UT Tullahoma or going across into Kentucky at Somerset, which is a good example of all the educations needed for mechanics, avionics technicians, and so forth. All of that is at their community college, which is the back door of the airfield, is right there too. So this is a wonderful way to develop the interest and have multiple places where the student can pull the string to continue that education. I think that it's wonderful. Like the chairman was saying, we love grants. I think that's fantastic.
You're right. There's a whole wealth of opportunities and different kinds of careers that we will be exploring with this equipment. Thank you for pointing that out.
Anyone else? Thank you. Motion on the floor is the approval of purchase of aviation equipment. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the purchase of MIFIs. Hope I'm saying that correctly.
MIFIs.
Yep. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend the approval of the purchase of MIFIs from Verizon with a total cost for 1 year in the amount of $72,000, and this is from grant funds.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to ask Dr. Williams to kind of talk about this, but it's exciting for us.
So we will continue our grant partnership with Sprint, where we have 200 MIFIs already that we used during the previous shutdown and just during the previous school year to extend internet services for students who needed them. We still have that, but we know that we're going to need more of those devices to expand to elementary grades. So this will allow for an additional 300 to get us started. Potentially, we may need more than that. We're still learning. Our early surveys gave us an indication of where we should start, but we will start with our CARES funds in order to purchase this, but I'm also working with several community groups who are interested in supporting Oak Ridge schools in this way. So I'm hopeful that we can get some additional community support for this.
So for the layman, could you say very loudly and clearly, A, what are MIFIs and what purpose do they serve?
Yeah, I may not be the best person to speak clearly about technology, but I'll do my best. Very simply put, it is a small device that allows you to connect your computer to the internet. So if you do not have internet service coming into your home, this is a mobile device that will allow you to connect to the internet.
Other questions? Motion on the floor is approval of the purchase of MIFIs. Please cast your vote. Mm-hmm. Motion passes unanimously. Item J is the addition of a 1.0 paraprofessional position at Woodland Elementary. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of a 1.0 paraprofessional position at Woodland Elementary.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
This was very similar to something we did during our last board meeting, but I'll ask Dr. Williams just to kind of give a brief summary of this item.
Yes, this is a transition of a 0.5 reading specialist position into a full paraprofessional position in order to extend intervention services and the amount of time that we have staff available to work with students at Woodland.
Questions? Then the motion on the floor is the approval of the addition of a 1.0 paraprofessional position at Woodland. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item K, addition of 2.5 FTE Connect Oak Ridge teacher positions. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addition of 2.5 FTE Connect OR teacher positions.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
I'll ask Dr. Williams again to end us with this policy, but just for the board, you know, we continue to have daily, hourly, by the minute conversations of Connect OR, and Dr. Williams is at the forefront of that. And it's just been a tremendous amount of work, not only for her, but for all of the staffs of the building that are trying to figure this out. And when we were talking about planes earlier, we really are, you know, building the plane as we're flying it here with some of these things, but doing as well as we can. We're at the position now where we think we would like, we know we want to get the approval of 2.5 positions at the high school, but I will share also that we are continuing to have conversations about the exact correct model of Connect OR at the high school. So we're looking for approval tonight, and should we need those, we would find those people to fill those two positions. But I just want you to know that we're continuing to have conversations every hour, and I'm not kidding about that, in regard to Connect OR. But Dr. Williams, you want to share any more there?
Yes, I would just add that the 2.5 are related to their certifications. So we think we might need people with two different certifications, and that's why we were asking for 2.5 positions.
Questions? Ms. McLean?
So the Connect OR is going to start in a couple weeks.
August 12th is our start date. Yes.
August 12th. Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Motion on the floor is approval of the addition of 2.5 FTE Connect OR teacher positions. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on next to items for information, one item there, Sick Leave Bank Board of Trustees. Dr. Borchers?
Yes, it's something we do every year, and you can see the team that we have there on your attached memo, and that's the team that will lead us through this school year.
Any questions about that or questions about the Sick Leave Bank itself? You want to take that, or you want me to explain it?
What
the Sick Leave Bank
if
does.
You probably would answer that quite well, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like.
And I don't remember. I can't tell you exactly when this began. I don't know how many years we've been doing this. I cannot remember that. But anyway, it is an opportunity for staff to contribute some of their days to a bank, their sick days, to a bank. And if then you are a member of that bank, then you can draw additional days if, in fact, you have used all of your sick days and need additional days. We have...
And there's pages and pages of bylaws and how to do that and state regulations, but we can certainly send that to you as well.
Yeah, and this is, yeah, it's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's the basic premises of it. We have probably at this time, we have less than 100 of our staff, probably around 70.
I was going to say 60, 70, yeah.
60 to 70 of our staff that participate. And the board approves a submittal for withdrawal from the bank. Any other comments or questions there? Items for discussion. I'm sure it won't be long, Mr. Lake. We'll pull you back in with enrollment and attendance and all that quite soon, I'm sure. Old business, new business, communications. Let me just say, I hope that our administrative staff that are here will please convey to your staff. We know the hours they're putting in. We know the changes that are being faced by all of us. We know that our staff from across the board are true educators. And we appreciate every minute, every hour of their time that they put in under these very difficult situations. And that's what makes our school strong. And to be strong, you have to have a strong team, and we certainly do that. Dr. Borchers and I kind of promised each other a little bit we wouldn't contact each other on the weekend, but that hasn't worked out. Maybe someday. Also, Alan, if you would, please convey to your maintenance staff and the custodians the unbelievable work that they're doing and having to do to keep us in the buildings. Please let them know, and when we see them, we certainly will pass that on to them as well, but please let them know how much they are appreciated. And I know each building is, I'm sure, doing the same, because we couldn't function without them. And thank you for your leadership in that area. Greatly appreciated. It wasn't easy to get this meeting off the ground tonight. It took a lot of work and effort to do that. Ms. Lammerhurt, thank you, as always, for making sure everything goes like clockwork. And we greatly appreciate that. As I said at the beginning, it's as our students and our staff, it's just kind of good to see everybody. That makes us all feel a little bit better, just knowing that we're all here for each other. So we appreciate that. Mr. Stevens.
I would like to concur with all of those thank yous, but also to ask staff, the community, anybody that's viewing or engaged with the schools with their children, please, if you have questions, come directly to the horse's mouth. Ask the principals, the vice principals of the schools, if your children are going there. Contact the superintendent, any of the board members, so that we can ensure that you're directed to the right person to get the correct answer. Might not like it, but it is the correct answer. in times of emergency, and it seems that many people forget that this pandemic qualifies as an emergency. That means everything ain't going to be the same. You're not going to have the same things possibly available when things were just fine, like maybe last year. But you're in an emergency situation here with the pandemic, and everyone, the staff, all the workers here in the school system are hustling, trying to do their very level best to provide the best protection and the best options for your children's education, but also for the teachers and the staff members' health concerns also. So it doesn't matter if you're a parent, it doesn't matter if you're a member of staff, whatever. If you've got questions, if you've got concerns, hey, those don't get better with age. So let someone know, because one of the things I always tell everybody, we haven't worked out this telepathy thing yet, so we can't read your minds. So if something is chewing on you, a concern about your child, about you as an employee, let us know. Let's talk about it. Let's find out what the root issues are, and let's look at what our options are to address it. We have an outstanding staff, a fantastic school system, but what makes all of that work is every stakeholder being willing to engage in conversations, in discussions, so that we can resolve any issues that may come up and do so in a very timely fashion. So thank all of you greatly for above and beyond efforts, patience, and consideration as we're working through this emergency situation. So thank you.
Richard and Dave, thank you for keeping us alive here tonight. We appreciate it. Again, thank everybody for coming. We appreciate you. We stand adjourned. We'll get